This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Scott Hollinger, glad to welcome you back for another program. And Edmund Speaker is with us again. Edmund, welcome back. And I was wondering, would you mind sharing with us the motivation and the themes that you've brought so far in this series, Leading from the Inside?
I will gladly do so, Scott. Leadership from the Inside is a rather short series of 8 programs in which we try to focus on some basic but powerful truths that impact our capacity to lead and influence people. After 40 years in different leadership positions, I'm ready to reduce my findings and my personal experience by saying that nobody is able to lead from a pure heart of wisdom unless he has discovered 2 fundamental things. First, that no human being is able to lead from a pure heart. And second, in order to lead from a pure heart, we all need to experience a cleansing and transforming grace of God in our lives. In the last 6 programs, we observed the motivation of well-known leaders in the Bible. Adam, who was created in God's image, but used the free will he had to choose to be independent from God. He disobeyed the divine command not to eat from the forbidden fruit and lost for all mankind the spiritual life connection to our Creator. Then we spoke about the first brothers, Cain and Abel. Both knew of the fall into sin of their parents. They also knew of God's promise that someday one would come to atone for their sin by crushing the head of the serpent, Satan, the tempter. But when both brothers sacrificed to God, Cain was led by his self-sufficiency and tried to atone for himself by bringing God the produce of his hands. Abel, in contrast, understood that he was a sinner who could only be made acceptable to God through the blood sacrifice of an innocent lamb. Cain rejected God's warning and ended up killing his brother. His leadership style is best represented by those who, until today, are led by blind selfishness and end up in a rage, hating and killing their fellow men. Abel, in contrast, is called a righteous man and became the role model for all who humbly seek God's grace and forgiveness based on the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ.
It's amazing to think that Adam, as well as Cain and Abel, never thought about the fact that they were leaders paving the way for the whole of the human race. Mm-hmm. Now, that serves certainly as a warning to all of us. We lead by example and impact the following generation. Edmund, you were quite categorical in stating that nobody naturally leads from a pure heart. So help me understand. You certainly are not saying that there is no difference between a pious religious person and one who is filled with rage and evil.
No, I'm not saying that there is no difference. What I'm saying is what the Bible says. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Not even a religious person, and certainly not a criminal, have by nature a pure heart. Both are sinners. We all are descendants of Adam and Eve. From a social and behavioral aspect, there is a great difference between a law-abiding citizen and a lawbreaker. But from God's perspective, only those who have by faith accepted the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ have been cleansed and are acceptable and able to lead from a pure heart.
But thanks for clarifying this, Edmund. But would that mean that by accepting Christ, every believer is automatically a leader with a pure heart?
I wish you were right in this, Scott, but that is not the case. A person that accepts Jesus Christ as his or her Savior is saved from the consequences of sin and reconciled with God. This person is now a citizen of heaven. From spiritual death, he or she passed to life, and from spiritual darkness to light. This person has a new identity, and the Bible states, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. And the Bible states, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The newness is inside. It's in the heart of that person, because God gives the believer a new heart and his spirit, but he is still in a fallen world. He has to let go of his old habits, take hold of the new position in Christ. He needs to experience the renewing of the mind. Only then the old thinking and behavior pattern will be changed into godly thinking patterns. The Bible challenges the believer to work out his salvation with fear and trembling. The Apostle Paul also writes, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." See, Paul understood that he was not only saved from the consequences of the sin, but also from the power of sin. The believer in Christ and Christ in him. That means the indwelling power is there to overcome sin, and we all have to learn to use it.
Well, Edmund, that right there is the amazing and life-changing truth that I think too many of us forget, because it explains how Saul, who persecuted the Church of Christ, became Paul, used by God to reach the Gentiles with the gospel, something almost unbelievable for many to comprehend.
Yes, because Paul took his new life in Christ seriously. When he first was converted, he only knew the Christ revealed in the Old Testament. But he sought God, depended on the leading of his Spirit, examined the Scripture, allowed for God to mold him, and was later able to explain, after he received the special revelation, in depth the ramifications of the great salvation we have in Christ. Paul writes about the mystery that was hidden from past ages and generations, namely the riches of his glory, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul gave all the credit for his effective leadership to Christ who lived in him. Listen to what he said in Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me."
The same secret of this kind of exchanged life, namely the Christ life in the believer's heart, is what the apostles Peter and John experienced and testified about. Peter had been so vacillating and even tempestuous at times. Yes, he believed in Jesus, but that wasn't enough to keep him from denying his Lord three times. Later, after the resurrection of Jesus, he admitted his inability to love the Lord with his own strength. And at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the early church, he became the fearless, but also humble servant leader of Christ. He admonished the believers in his days and all of us today when he wrote, "Act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but as bond slaves of God."
Yes, and that takes us back to my two affirmations at the beginning of this program, namely that no human being is able to naturally lead from a pure heart. And second, that we all need God's cleansing and transforming grace in order to become leaders with a pure heart. Looking at all the five biblical characters we mentioned so far, they confirm this truth. Adam and Cain failed terribly, and when they tried to assume leadership independent from God, they certainly made a mess. Abel, yes, believed and was justified. Saul the Pharisee was religious and still independent from God because he was trying to serve God from his own resources. Only after the miraculous encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, when he surrendered to Christ, would he become the Apostle Paul. Peter walked with Jesus and tried to serve and love him with all his strength, but he failed more than once. It was only when he fully surrendered his heart to Christ and was filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost that he became the anointed apostle of Christ and leader in the early church.
Edmund, this is so convicting, because normally when we speak about leadership, we're prone to look at our own efforts, gifts, and qualifications. I know that I have done it many times myself, but we need to be reminded of what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says it, "The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, because they are spiritually appraised."
Well, Scott, and I hope that nobody has the impression that I'm here to point fingers or to establish some lofty, unattainable theory. I confess that for years this point was not clear for me either, and I had to come to a point of brokenness and surrender to the Lordship of Christ deep inside. I was well-intended, yes, but I tried to do many things in my own strength. It needs a total change of mind to accept the fact that unless we are willing to declare our own spiritual bankruptcy, we are unable to lead God's way. The Apostle John is another one who clearly exemplifies the change that occurred in his life as he walked with the Lord Jesus. From the Son of Thunder, who wanted to pray fire from heaven to consume the Samaritans when they denied Jesus to stay overnight in their city, he became the apostle of love who wrote, "God is light." But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Then he comforted the believers by saying, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome the spirit of the Antichrist, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. We love because he first loved us."
When Christ in us leads, then we are able to lead from a pure heart. And what you just said about John makes it sound as though we are talking about almost two different people, two completely yes. different people. Well, friends, we're finishing another program of the series Leading from the Inside, and I'd like to thank you for being with us today.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.